Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
We are joined right now by Darren Revelle of the Action Network. Download that free Action Network app, baby. You got to have that to get all your lines, track all your betting activity, all kinds of good stuff, good content, actionnetwork.com. And Darren, I guess congratulations are in order. The Action Network acquired this week, and it sounds like that's good news for everybody.
Yeah, I mean, listen, with the way that, sports betting was going and what we provide, I had a feeling we'd be bought. And initially, I was a little bit skeptical that we'd be bought by a sports book, which I'm not sure would have been the best. The fact that we were bought by a European sports data betting company that has 20 brands already in sports betting data makes me feel good that, the product is not only going to get better, but, that you'll see no change.
What do you do? What happens when you get bought out? When you're a company like yourself, are you waiting for the goons in suits to come in and reorganize everything? Are you gonna stand up to the man, or are you just gonna do what they tell you to do?
They told us, and maybe this is the party line, though I don't think so, given our success. They told us that they're not gonna touch us. That this is not a sale to reorganize or aggregate. And it was actually when we got on with the folks from Denmark, who, I think all three of them had two S's and two N's in their last name. I'm going to change my name to Darren Revelson. When we got on the phone, they said that they were jealous of what we did, so they had to buy us, which is,
oh,
I mean, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. So, yeah.
My name is Hans. My pronouns are Strumpenbusker and Kippenschnaps. Yeah,
I'm not gonna. I won't go that far because that could result in my exit.
Yes.
So, yeah.
This is the biggest news that I saw in gambling that caught my eye, because unlike you and Sean, I'm a buck amateur when it comes to gambling. But DK Metcalf, the Seahawks receiver, is planning on trying out for the Olympics. And apparently I will not be able to bet on this like I wanted to. Why can I not bet on DK Metcalf definitely not making the Olympics?
Running has not, like Olympic betting and racing is very much behind on the times. I think some of it has to do with, the amateur nature of it. I think that, obviously – I think the running people should, the people who are involved in running and in the USATF, the Track and Field Association, they should have done a whole lot more into getting into betting, because like the Diamond League, which is like the number one pro league that most of it's out of Europe, like they canceled, they no longer do like the 5,000 and 10,000 meter runs because they say like it's so many times around a track that people are bored. Guys, if you did live in race betting,
oh, yeah.
I mean, that makes like a 26 lap race seem like no time. So like I've for years I've said that they've had, I mean, you obviously can't do in race betting in 100 or 200 meter, but for the very long races, that'd be awesome try to figure out. So they've always been behind in the States. Gaming control boards just don't seem to be ready to approve it.
Darren Revelle joining us on Sports.
I would bet against him, by the way. I mean, I would bet against him. There's a whole lot different, like out of the block speed versus like chasing down someone or football straight speed. I don't think he's going to be that competitive.
It seems like it would be one of the easiest That would be one of the easiest competitions to throw if you wanted to. I mean, losing, coming third place in a sprint, pretty easy. I feel like I could manage that even, and it wouldn't even look that sketchy. Is that part of it? It'd just be so easy to tank something, and nobody would suspect a thing. You just weren't that.
So it depends on what the bet is. But I think there is some uncomfortability with the fact that it's one person against the clock. Like, it's different when it's like someone is up to bat against someone, or it's them against the golf course. Or I think that there is thought that you could time it out in a way that could be compromised easier.
Is Metcalf the one that chased down Buda Baker in that game?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So that's why all the
and he ran he ran yeah he ran a ten he ran. What did they say? He ran what miles per hour? I forgot. 22 miles per hour during that chase down. And I believe Usain Bolt. Yeah, and Usain Bolt was 23.3 at the Olympics in Rio.
With just a jersey and shorts on. Metcalf had a full football uniform on.
Right. Yeah. Right. So that they're right. But I spoke to someone in the know. They don't think he can do it. Okay. They don't think he can get. He would need a 10.05 to automatically qualify, and he'd probably need a 10.300 meter to get into the final. He ran a 4.33 in the combine in 2019. That's a 40, of course. So if you extrapolate that out, that's like 11 something. But I'm not sure. I don't know how fair that is.
Yeah,
Darren Revelle, Action Network, joining us on Sports Radio 610. Hey, Darren, the major topic the last couple days has been Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers. How is that playing out in the betting markets? Are the Packers off the board right now for win totals? Like, how is this all impacting that corner of the universe?
A lot of people I haven't touched that, but a lot of people have been speculating. You know, like. The Packers are the last I heard the pack, and I'll check my app right now to be honest with you, but like that people have been, you know, betting against the Packers because they don't think he's going to come back. I'm going to see if this is the benefit of being in New Jersey with my 23 sports books at my beck and call here. So I'll get back to you to see if they're on the board.
Okay.
I haven't looked at this morning.
What are the
23 sport? Yeah, 23 apps. Yeah, they're the Packers are on the board. So as of right now,
what's the number?
As of right now, 17-1.
No. But so what's their win total? Do you have that?
Oh, the win total. Yeah. Hold on. Yeah, that's hold on. Conference winner win totals. Let's see.
Yeah.
I think the Packers are probably off the board for win totals.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think they could do that. I don't think they're on. Yeah. I'm going all the way down. Yeah, they're not on. They're
okay.
Taken off.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
It's 17-1 that Rodgers will be their quarterback?
No, that they'll win the Super
17.
Bowl.
Oh, the Super Bowl. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Which I don't think they'd be 17. I don't think that's a number that you press. In other words, if Rodgers was on the team, I think that number is more, what would it be? Maybe
like
10-1.
Yeah, I was going to say
10-1. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. Maybe a little. Yeah. If he works things out, you got some value right there.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I don't know. I mean,
Darren, make it.
The way Aaron Rodgers is with relationships, he's not. I'm not
valid
giving
point.
Him the benefit of the doubt.
Valid point.
I'm not giving that guy the benefit of the doubt. I
Fair
mean,
enough.
Hey, when you've chosen girlfriends and fiancés and wives over your family, I'm not going to go against that.
That is a very good point.
Darren. You just mentioned all the sports books there are in New Jersey. Make a financial case for Texas to approve legal gambling.
I mean, what's the financial case against it?
I'm for the sake. I know what the arguments are, but I feel like you'll deliver a pretty convincing argument.
Some of the arguments are that it doesn't. You know, once you see the big numbers, like New Jersey's going to do, I think they're projected to do $7.2 billion in handle, and that you know ultimately there's you know only $100 million or $150 million go back to the state. So, like, does it really make a dent for the in the states that are like, oh, it's, you know, from a religion standpoint or it's morally reprehensible, is you're not doing 7 billion and people are acting like it's 7 billion, you know. But it's a lot of money. And the one thing about sports gambling is that Texas really hasn't felt, because obviously the state is so big, but, you know, like certainly the East Coast cities have felt that if it's not you, they're going somewhere else.
Yeah.
You know, like Massachusetts has gotten slaughtered and Connecticut has gotten slaughtered because it's very easy to drive to the states in the Northeast where, you know, you can go bet legally.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's where I wonder with a guy like Tillman.
Yeah.
So like Tillman Fertitta has, you know, a lot of people from Texas go to his casino in Louisiana. I would imagine, like, immediately Tillman Fertitta would probably take some short-term losses in his Louisiana casinos, would he not? But ultimately, long-term, he's going to just have a huge customer base in Texas.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Of course. And Louisiana didn't – I mean, Louisiana's legalized it – they're not operational yet. They've legalized it by parish, you know, so we've seen for a long time they haven't had it either. It's pretty crazy that if you're in Texas, you pretty much what's the shortest drive? Mississippi?
Yeah, to sports bet? Legally?
To legally sports bet. Yeah, Mississippi.
I think Mississippi. I think you're right about that. Yeah. Yeah, that's why I hope it gets approved down here so I can bet on a sporting event for the first time. I'm really looking forward to losing my virginity.
Exactly. Yeah, you're a good only legal person.
That's right.
I really appreciate it.
Handshake bets, friendly bets with people around the office.
Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Darren Revelle joining us on the show. Darren, how'd you do on your draft bets last week?
I actually did really well. I had Justin Fields over 7.5.
Bam.
Yeah. I had, what else did I, my big one.
Your big one was Newsom, the Northwestern kid, and I followed you with a little taste on that one.
He went 26 and I 24.5. Oh yeah, I forgot about the $1,500 I lost on that. Oh, okay,
must be nice.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's I flushed that. Yeah. But I beat Tiki Barber in my show that I
won. Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah. 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 So although they're like, and if Darren wins, you know, he's already employed. So Tiki gets $5,000 if he wins. But if Darren wins, we roll over the money for next week. I'm like, this is the first time I won. I'm like, what?
Yep.
I don't get the $5,000. They're like, no, we pay you. I'm like, okay.
That's what you get for being a full-time employee. If you were an independent contractor, you'd have gotten the $5,000. So,
correct.
Yep. Darren Revelle, Action Network, joins us each and every week. Darren, we appreciate the time. As always, we look forward to catching up with you next week.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thanks. Darren Revelle joining us on the show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.